Accession number 19103, Reel 4.
Ernie Hammond, Reel 4. You're saying that you got a commendation for tackling this
fire? Well, not a commendation, just a notice on the board, like commendation. I wish I'd kept that letter from the first lieutenant. So I did a little bit of good there, didn't I, after getting the chief out.
But you were saying that you didn't like the crew as much in this ship.
Well, they weren't... they were all right. They were all right. They were all right. The crew were all right, but some of the people in charge were. I didn't go much on some of them. There's only one block. It's a standard. Oh, was it on that ship? Yeah, it was. I think a bloke called Lieutenant Wiley. Always remember. He always remember the good ones, you know, the names. But you know, Lieutenant Wiley, Yorkshireman, he was. He was a smashing bloke, he was. Great bloke. He was RNVR too. And, in fact, the... After I joined Jason, we were in Dover once. We did a lot of minesweeping, a hell of a lot of minesweeping all the time. And I got really an expert on minesweeping eventually. I knew all about magnetic mines and bubble mines and God knows what mines, you know what I mean? Caustic mines and God knows what. And my job was to get the PVs or what they're called, paravanes, and put the cutters on the wires and things like that. And we got a place called a kite that's about as high as that frame. And it had to be shackled to the for the depths to keep the weight down so they... When the mine came, they cut the mine and floated up, things like that. And there was an invention of a gun which from Whale Island in Pompey, I think a WO invented it. And it had a bullet about that length, about 6 inches. And it was on, shackled the upper deck. And what a hell of a hit back at it, bang! And your shoulder nearly used to come off. But it used to penetrate the mine if you... I mean, it's a hard target, a mine, a floating mine, and it's up and down. But if you're lucky, you can get one, you know. Sometimes you can hit the detonator, but usually the sink, you know. But we used to leave it to the dam layers, two dam layers astern of you when you're mine sweeping. And they lay the dams where you've swept, you see, for the different fields, you know what I mean?
Dams?
Dam boys, they're called, dam boys. Like a big boy, and it marks the where you've swept the minefield, you see, so you don't have to do it again. And somebody wrote a song about that, now I'll remember that song. You don't really sing that, do you?
Yes, please.
Well, it's an old one, I'll remember. Sailing out of Pompey, we've a job to do. Everyone is chocker, that means fed up. And I am chockered too. Nobody knows but where we're bound, but there's a buzz. A mine's been found. Take it off your back, Jack. Take it off your back. We sweep from number one, boy, up to number 10, because they were all marked. We sweep from number one, boy, up to number 10. Then we sweep back and up to number 9. You hear a crash. That wasn't mine. Take it off your back, Jack. Take it off your back. Sailing back to Pompey. Now the job is done. Get your tiddly suits on and stand by for a run. 22:30 is the leave. Oh, cheer up, Jack. No time to grieve. Take it off your back, Jack. Take it off your back. Until the war is over and Jerry's still about, there'll always be a minefield, so you got to stick it out. Until then, we'll always be you and me, all at sea. Take it off your back, Jack. Take it off your back.
Take what off your back?
Just take it off your back, Jack. Take the weight off your back, you know what I mean?
And what's a tiddly suit? A
tiddly suit, that's your number one suit, isn't it, in the Navy. Tiddly suit. See all the... tiddly suit, get your tiddly suit on.
And that's the tune of Lily Marlene, I think.
Yeah, that was that. What was the other one, the Russian convoy one we used to sing was... We're the little ships that Churchill has forgot. Oh, goodness knows we never asked a lot. They send us up on convoy up to Russia, as you know. It seems all the same old faces have to go. We think of all the lucky lads we know, or swinging round a buoy in scupper flow. All we ask is for some leave time, but all we get is sea time. We're the lucky lads that Churchill has forgot. He's a curse, old Churchill.
Why?
Yeah, I think he's bloody waste to send us up here like this. And getting spat at by the Russians. That's all you get. What got me? I got £80 when I came out and a new suit. The suit didn't fit. Me trilby didn't fit. And me £80, where did that go, eh? I was told at Cardiff City Hall, I married a Cardiff girl. Got me banned at Whale Island. Go home and have three more kids. You're a bit late in coming out of the Navy. Or catch TB, I was told at City Hall. I said, thank you very much. God, I could have felt like throttling the guy.
Who said that to you?
This Welsh civil servant in the bloody housing department.
Working for the borough council?
Yeah, city council. that's what I was told. Anyway, I volunteered for a bloody lighthouse keeper's job. Trinity House job. I volunteered for the Balena, an Antarctic whaling ship, just to get away. To earn some money.
This was after the war?
After the war, after we finished, yeah. I mean, we had more work to do after the war than what we did during the war, really. I mean, getting all them... And we had a minesweep from France up to Germany, all them from Holland. That Jason did a lot of work. I got it, did. Then we finished up in Iceland on fishery patrol. That's where we finished up. But Walcheren Island was another landing we took part in. That was where they flooded the dikes, you know. Germans flooded the dikes and a lot of Marines were drowned up there. But we were anchored off Ostend, I think. I'm sure it was Ostend. We were anchored off there for the night. Now that's when I really lost my temper. The only time I really lost my temper. I didn't panic, I just lost my temper because I was an experienced sailor then. And this petty officer, he hadn't been to sea all the bloody war, he'd been in barracks. And I didn't go much on him. But I didn't despise the guy, but anyway. It was pitch black. The coast was... We were only about 4 or 5 miles offshore. It was pitch black. The Germans still occupied that part. We took part in the landings in Walcheren Island with the Marines and came back and was minesweeping the Scheldt estuary. That's for the run-up to Antwerp. That was the idea. Anyway, we were anchored for the night there and suddenly these two dam layers, they both blew up. You know, the ones that have been laying the dams. They just blew up. Bang. Suction mines again, apparently. I didn't know what they were. In the darkness, you could see these black boys floating everywhere. You know? Well, this stupid PO, petty officer, went and put a searchlight on. Look at all the survivors, he said. I said, where? They're just boys, man. What's the matter with you? I said, if you don't put that light out, I said, I'll put you over the side. He says, I'll have your subordination, he said. I says, if you don't put that light out this second, I'll smash the bloody thing, I'll put you over the side. Anyway, they put the light off, and he had me before the captain, insubordination and bad language and all. I said, well, all right, sir. I said, would you have done the same, sir? He said, as a matter of fact, Hammond, he said, I would have done the same thing. I would have put them over the side, don't you worry. What a stupid thing to do. Them shore batteries were open up shortly. They know where we are. Eh? Anyway, that was that. Forget the charge, he says. Go away and pet. You should never be a petty officer, he said. This bloke, I don't know the hell promoted you, but I wouldn't. And the next thing I know, he's gone off the ship, he was. We didn't want him anyway.
Was that in the Jason?
Hmm?
That was in the Jason, wasn't it?
In the Jason, that was, yeah. Anyway, I went up to Iceland afterwards and on fishery protection, and another thing happened up there, which was interesting. This Icelandic fishing patrol boat had caught an Aberdeen trawler fishing, you know, and told the Aberdeen trawler to carry on to Reykjavik, and they would have confiscated the nets and everything up there, which they did. But our captain on the Jason was from Aberdeen. And he said, apparently he signalled the Icelandic bloke that we would take charge of him, of the trawler that had been poaching or something or other. Anyway, just as about a few hours after this mist came, we got a little mist up there. This mist come up, and instead of finishing up in Reykjavik, we finished up in Aberdeen. He turned right. He took him back to Aberdeen. Mm. Could have. That's what you would have done, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Mm. That was that. So anyway, I came off of Jason and apparently they sold the Jason to the Chinese Navy afterwards. And then I was put on board a ship called the Wave. That was a modern minesweeper. And that's where I finished my time, on the Wave. The week after I finished my time, apparently the Wave finished up on the shipwreck on the rocks of Cornwall. I was lucky there, yeah.
Was there much difference between the Wave and the Jason?
Oh, yeah, the modern ship. Modern, everything was modern on board. It was like going into a new house, you know what I mean?
How dangerous was minesweeping?
Very dangerous. You don't realise at the time, but if you've got your degaussing gear on the side and all that carry on, it's supposed to keep the mine away. But it can be dangerous, especially if a mine comes bobbing up near you. You know what I mean? And I used to sweep in what they call a J sweep. One sweep there, another minesweeper there, another minesweeper there. And then all of a sudden you go like this. You, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that carry on, you know. And it all weighed up, we did. But the Germans were so crafty. I mean, they used to bring mines out that used to work off the propeller, like called the bubble mine, you know. And it used to work off a ship's propeller. So you could go over the mine. Another ship could go over the mine, but the fourth or fifth ship, bang. You know what I mean? Because the rotation, you know what I mean? Yes. So it could be dangerous. just lucky, I suppose.
Why did they shape in the shape of a letter J?
Why?
Yes.
I don't know that reason. I don't know that. I've got a minesweeping book out there if you wanted to borrow it. I don't know. I can't remember now. It's such a long time ago now. Jesus. Time just flown, you know.
I think you said earlier that it was hard work on a minesweeper.
Yeah, it was, because especially for a seaman. I mean, you had to not only scrub decks and God knows what, you just have to look after the cable and the wiring and all that carrying. And, you know, you had it. It's magnetic in mines, you see, you've got a cable going through, on a big reel on a winch. 2,500 volts just to go through that for a magnetic mine. All that to be kept ship shape. And you could never splice a wire, mine sweeping kite, because it was round it a different way, you know, where you'd splice ordinary wire. You couldn't do that. So you had to, if it broke or split, you had to put these, what they call a bulldog grips on there, you know, to keep it going. Hard work on mine sweepers compared with these bigger ships, I suppose. There wasn't so much discipline, that's the point. That's what I liked about the Jason. I liked the Jason as well. There wasn't this flannel and these people who thought they were superior to, but they weren't really. They were just big mouths out of them. But there wasn't so much of that on Jason.
How do you feel now about having served in the Navy in the Second World War?
How do I feel about it?
Yes.
Well, I don't feel much about it, really. I just said I've done my bit, that's it. You know? I would have joined anything them days, I suppose, just to gain it. You know, I'd like to have gone to the Foreign Legion when I was young. Wow. You know? I don't know. I just had a feeling that I'd like to have gone to the Foreign Legion. But I thought, well, I can't speak French, so I just wanted to, you know. I suppose that's the way.
I think going back to the Jason, there's one thing that you've forgotten to mention. An incident.
Yes. It was a serious incident. Worst incident I've ever experienced in my life. We were minesweeping off Lee Havre one, after doing 2 or 3 days up and down from Oramanch to Lee Havre. We were anchored off Lee Havre. Lee Havre was still under German control, and it was a lovely Sunday afternoon, beautiful Sunday afternoon, and suddenly, out of the sky, came 9 British rocket fire and typhoons. I was down below at the time, and I dashed up the ladder because you could hear the shouting. And one of the, I've forgotten his name now, but he's about 18 year old, this lad. He'd been on board the Jason about a week. He kicked me in the chest. As he turned round, he kicked me in the chest, and the blokes behind me, we all fell down the ladder. Well, when we got back up the ladder, he was riddled, absolutely riddled, he was dead. And they were our own aircraft. And this typhoon came in, and I could see the rocket leaving the plane, and instead of hitting us, it hit the ship ahead, blew the backside off it. You know, the stern, the ship called the Salamander. It was at the stern of the bow. Anyway, it halved anyway. And after the action, only lasted about 10 minutes at the most, these 9 typhoons just give us the victory roll, and away they went. And then they came back. 2 of them came back, I think it was, and machine gunned the blokes in the water. That was shouting for help. Well, I know for a fact now, I didn't know at the time, but the 360 blokes lost their lives in 10 minutes there with these aircraft. Apparently there'd been a mistake made at Dover by somebody control, and the communication ship Nara Munch, half the officers was under the weather, gin and its, I suppose, and they didn't even tell the Air Force that we were minesweeping over there. And the call had come that we were German ships escaping from Lee Havre. Some nutter had told me that. Anyway, strammed the nets over the side. We made black smoke and circled all the survivors. And the German shore batteries opened up then, dropping the shells amongst the blokes in the water. I was on the bottom of one scrambling net. I had one leg in my rung to hold myself and one hand and helping the blokes up on the scrambling nets, you know. And the shell, the last, I got about eight back on board out the water. And the last bloke up was a Liverpool bloke. I remember him. Ginger haired fella. I knew him from another ship. Each ship had gone and sunk. I think they sunk about four ships there. There was only seven or eight that was there. But they sunk half of them anyway. And I had this bloke. And in another 2 seconds, I would have gotten back on board. But the ship got underway because the shells were coming over the funnel and dropping, you know, right over the other side, getting near. And the ship got underway. I had to leave him. And his head just left me and he went in the propeller. Poor bugger. Screaming. Oh, the man screams so hard. Anyway, that was the mistake anyway. And when we took the salamander in tow and towed it all up, half a ship, all the way back to Pompey, we were towed her. And we were told not to say a word ashore. When we went ashore in Portsmouth, you couldn't see one Air Force bloke in the streets, not one. Jesus Christ, we'd have lynched them. Oh dear, what a mistake. One big mistake that was. And it's fact, it's funny because somebody gave me that book on minesweeping and there's a whole chapter in about it, exactly what happened. It's funny that, isn't it? Because I've never told that story before to anybody because it was a secret. I kept it a secret. We were told to keep it secret, not to tell anybody. You know what I mean?
What damage was done to Jason?
None. Just machine guns holes, that's all. We made black smoke. If that aircraft hadn't have took another dip, he would have had us. Because the rockets have now come. The hell of it. You can hear the whoosh of the rockets coming past you. We were dead lucky on that ship, I tell you.
What time of day was it?
Sunday afternoon. Beautiful Sunday afternoon.
In the summer.
July. This kid had only been on board a week. This lad that got killed. Anyway, that was that. We told not to say a word about it.